And good morning, everybody. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. This Thursday morning, these are the top farm stories across the U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told CNBC Wednesday the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations are, quote, far from being completed. Now, while noting that progress was made on easier provisions, he says very little has been done on the hard issues, including automotive trade and agriculture. Ross says President Trump could still choose to withdraw from the agreement, saying a final renegotiated deal, quote, will either be 100% or 0% acceptable. However, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, in an interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corp Wednesday, said, quote, I don't think the president is going to be canceling it. He says it would be obviously bad if he did. The next series of talks are to begin February 26th in Mexico City. Meanwhile, there is speculation the bid to salvage the free trade pact will continue beyond an end-of-March deadline set to avoid Mexico's presidential race. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is urging Congress to step up and tell President Trump that there is widespread support for the North American Free Trade Agreement modernization effort, but not an exit from it. The Democrat says Trump, quote, cannot unilaterally repeal trade laws regarding NAFTA, even if he can issue unilateral statements regarding NAFTA participation. According to Politico in a report Wednesday, the comments came during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing this week. Udall says the withdrawal threat is a, quote, tactic doomed to fail, and adds that if carried through, our economy and border will suffer great damage. The president also received a letter from high-ranking Senate Republicans before his State of the Union address earlier this week, highlighting the economic benefits of the deal, particularly for the agricultural and manufacturing sectors. The group, led by Colorado Republican Cory Gardner, says modernizing the deal would be, quote, the next step to advance the economy. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts also signed the letter, along with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and others. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt has signed an order to block the Waters of the U.S. rule. A hold of the rule placed in 2015 will soon be lifted by a federal appeals court, following the Supreme Court ruling that says jurisdiction of the rule lies in federal district courts, not appeals courts. Pruitt appeared at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture winter meeting Wednesday. He told attendees, quote, I am actually signing that today. When asked about the WOTUS delay, Bloomberg News reports the White House Tuesday completed its review of an EPA rule to postpone the regulation until 2020. Pruitt promises a new WOTUS proposal by the end of the year. The EPA and Army Corps of Engineers in February plan to hold more consultations with state water, environmental, and agriculture officials to find out where they should draw the line on the geographic reach of the Clean Water Act, and according to EPA. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll have more from Administrator Pruitt right after this.